And now featuring in the studio, we've got Katie from the Environment. Where are you from? The Repair Cafe today.
Today, I am from the Repair Cafe, the Whangaroa Repair Cafe.
There's a Repair Cafe coming up this weekend, is it?
So, we are out of the pilot phase, and we are booked in for the whole year, in fact.
So the pilot was a success?
The pilot was a huge success.
You showed your funders, and they're like, yeah, we'll do more
huge success. In fact, a new funder's on board.
And you know, it was a success. There were a lot of people there. I popped into one that was in the supper room one day.
Yeah.
And
it's because people love it. The community loves it. And so word of mouth, we really do not have time for advertising, for lots of work on this project. It is the word of mouth which is just carrying this project.
Wow.
Especially through a pilot phase.
Yeah.
You're expecting very little.
And you kept shifting location as well.
We shifted location to test the locations before we commit. But now we've committed. We're at Stewart Street Hall on Saturday.
Okay.
And we are there on the second Saturday of every month for all of 2024.
Awesome.
Done.
It's going to interfere with your soccer.
It will.
Stuff.
Don't tell them. No one knows
Don't
yet.
Don't tell who? The Repair Cafe or the soccer committee?
The soccer committee. It will. But we have the most amazing Nick, who has been volunteering from the beginning. So another reason why this works is that the whole thing is run by volunteers, apart from one a volunteer who gets a koha, right? So it's basically completely volunteer run. And then Nick's been at every single event as one of the hosts.
Yeah.
Someone at the door, checking numbers, checking people in. And we've got people that bake. We've got electricians. We've got carpenters. We've got lots of sewing repairs going on, from darning, visible mending, patching, sewing machine, purse, leather fixing. Molly did fix a suitcase once, but she says never again. She's still got an injury from fixing that.
What the heck?
Serious levels of fixing. So yeah, everyone's a volunteer, and so many people volunteer, and that means that we can fix loads of stuff, because of course you don't want to turn up with your broken lamp and then have to stand in a queue for an hour to see if anyone can fix it. So that's the thing that makes it really work and flow.
So you can do basic fixes for electrical stuff?
Yeah.
Not complex things.
Well, there's an electrician. We fixed a weed whacker. We fixed a hoover, a vacuum cleaner. We fixed a lamp. There's the techie guys are there too. Jake's going to be there, I believe.
Right.
Doing
okay, so
proper
computer
stuff.
Yeah, Jake knows what he's doing with the computer
stuff. Yeah, so some amazing stuff is taking place in the Repair Cafe.
Clothes? Can we repair
Loads
clothes?
Loads of clothes.
There'll be people there operating sewing machines?
Yep.
Okay, that's because I thought I remember.
You know,
that.
For example, Emily, who's going to be volunteering on one of the sewing machines, there's a few. She is a fashion designer and a textiles teacher.
Right.
She can do her stuff.
So you can bring an item and you say it's not actually broken. It just doesn't look very cool.
You can't do that. But she probably would. She probably would help you. There was an entire biker's outfit fixed. Leathers.
Really?
Yes.
That requires some serious needle strength.
It's so cool.
What sort of sewing machine was doing that?
She was actually using a lighter. It was the zip, one of the zips, and then something else.
Oh, well, really?
So there was zip replacements and sort of burning the plastic to get the zip to function again.
Oh, I love that sort of
ability. Yeah,
that's great.
And
so that's
for those of you that haven't heard about this, we're sorry, but we have limited cash, limited hours. If someone mentions it to you, please come, and then you'll just see what we're talking about. It's awesome.
So it's this Saturday, and it's going to be the second Saturday of every month. What time is
Saturday, it? Saturday the 10th of Feb at Stewart Street Hall, 10 till 12, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m.
Okay.
Same time, same place, second
Would you
Saturday
consider
of every month.
Running it longer in the hours? If it
Because people are volunteering, we don't want to take up everybody's day.
Do you want to burn them out?
And this is one thing that we figured out on the pilot. What works best, afternoons or mornings? What works best, Saturdays or Sundays? What works best, evenings or weekends? These are all the things we tested. There will be Repair Cafe masterclasses at Extreme Zero Waste. We did one. That was also a huge success.
You had some sewing ones right before Christmas. Was it sewing before Christmas?
Sarah Solove did a sewing.
Yeah.
That was a workshop. It wasn't technically Repair Cafe, but it was also amazing. And I hope she'll come back and do more of them.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll maintain a relationship.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
The stuff they created at that workshop was absolutely stunning. Festive bunting, festive bags, festive postcards.
Because actually we should mention, because Sarah's working for
Zero Waste Network.
Zero Waste Network,
I
is that it?
I hope it's Zero Waste
it's
Network.
It's something like that. It's a national organisation involved in zero waste, if that's the title.
I hope it is.
Because she was involved with our radio station. She was actually our chairperson for a couple of years. But she worked for Extreme doing their social media, mm-hmm. and always loved to sew, and some of her income is derived from the things she sews. And so she'd do sewing workshops. But
her
yeah.
social media is so good.
Yes. She has quite a lot of followers on Instagram. Woo! So, yeah. So I'm sure Sarah will – we will hope Sarah maintains a relationship.
Well, it's thanks
us.
To Sarah that, for example, my mum is going to be repairing at this repair cafe because she's in the country to visit. And I said, Mum, would you sit on a sewing machine and just be another sewing machine? She's like, yeah, have you got a sewing machine? And thanks to Sarah, we have got – excess sewing machines in our community. You can hire one at the tool library in the town hall, and we will be using one of those at the repair cafe so that someone who has the skills but not the tools can repair. That's great. Thanks to Sarah,
champion
of zero waste, that woman.
All right, so this is the Whangaroa Repair Cafe. Do people need to, is there a point, so you've got a website there, what do they see on the website? Anything
that
particularly useful? If people have got skills that want to come and help from that angle rather than bringing broken things.
The best thing to do would be to send an email to repaircafe@whangaroa.org.nz.
Okay.
But you can just jump into the Environment Centre, social media, Facebook, Instagram, flick a message. Jasmine will pick up the message and send it over to myself or to Nick if anyone's keen. Also, just come on down. We have recruited, I kid you not, about 8 repairers of people being nosy and wandering in. And we have a volunteer form there, so you can just join us. Mm. You don't have to join us at that session, but that's another way of just come and check it out. Be nosy. Think, is this the kind of group for me?
Yeah.
Can I find a table here? Have some food. The Kai is free, or call her.
Yeah.
And so just turn up. Turn up and be nosy.
Cool. And on a different topic, you are psyched up for Maui Dolphin Day in the Recycle Raft Race.
I will be in that WAC tent all day.
You're going to be busy.
Talking, sharing.
Talking.
Holding, finding lost children back to their parents, maybe.
Does that happen? Maui Dolphin Day? Actually, I've been there when the kids were little. I went there once when the kids were little, and one of them was wearing a black shirt, and it worked really well because all the other kids were wearing bright colours, and I could actually find my daughter really easily.
Yeah, who dresses their kids in black? Yeah. Oh, you.
Just that one day. I don't know why that happened. Well, we let them choose. Anyway, they've grown up. They get to
Yeah, honestly, like I've heard some amazing chats about raft designs recently in various community
groups.
Good?
That's good. That's what I want to hear. Exactly. The radio station's going to put one on. We're working with Dreamview Creamery.
Nice.
Because they've got items that are useful for making rafts.
Are you going to be able to paint it in cow colours? Because that would be awesome. Or a cow head?
I'm not, or a tail? I'm a little bit not in charge of this project, but Craig, if you're listening, just take that one on board.
Yeah, let's go full creamery. Free ice cream?
Out on the water?
Yes. That would be fun. They could give gifts. Raglan gelato to the other raft racers and then try and overtake at the end. Because it's a race, right? You want to get there. You want to get across fastest.
Well, it's not about who. It's not about winning.
It is about winning.
But it's nice to win. Who's got the most outrageous creation.
I think
as
outrageous
well.
Creation. Yeah, I'd probably head towards outrageous creation.
That's a big deal.
Unless we have Waka Armour on the team. Do we have any Waka Armour on the radio?
Well, they're not allowed to just take their Waka Armour along and say, oh, it was an old one, though.
No, I mean, sports people.
No, Caleb. Caleb's going to paddle.
He's a good paddler?
Yeah, he's paddling at the moment.
Then,
and, you know, he's got long arms as well.
Then forget the cow regalia and just go for a win.
We've got some machinery to put on.
Thank you so much for having us and for promoting the Repair Cafe. We are so lucky to have this in our community. Thanks, Aaron.
It's great to see that it's been a success and people want it. And it is something that I hear about overseas and other towns as well. Like, it is a concept
that
seems to really...
It's a global movement, absolutely.
Yeah, people seem to love it. So I think it's this shared frustration that something broke. You know, like 20 years ago, something would break and I'd go to someone to fix it and they say, look, it'll be cheaper for you to buy a new one. And they don't make it easy to fix. And there's that whole right to repair thing going on, that fight in the US over computer gear.
Yep.
So, yeah, there is a bit of... I think it resonates with people. It's great.
Well, the last repair cafe, every single thing that came in was deemed repairable or was repaired.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I thought people would be bringing crazy things that couldn't be fixed.
Yeah. That was the best stats we had, was that. Yeah. But let's do it again. Anyway, thank you so much for having me in.
All right. Thank you for coming in, Katie. We have got... Oh, I'm just about at the end of the... No, I'm going to play a song. Let's play Ballpark Music, Weirder and Weirder.